Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. The state of Minnesota is using $4 million in emergency funds to help food shelves as they face increasing demand. Governor Tim Walz says they're going to need more help if 440,000 Minnesotans lose SNAP benefits November 1st.
I want to be very clear. USDA, during this shutdown, has contingency funds that they could release just like us. They are choosing not to.
House Speaker Mike Johnson told reporters the $5 billion in contingency funds are not legally available to cover SNAP benefits right now. Food assistance payments will end Saturday if the federal government shutdown continues. 1 in 8 women in the U.S. will develop breast cancer in their lifetime. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar is one of them, and she's speaking out to mark Breast Cancer Awareness Month and promote early detection. Klobuchar says despite its prominence, most people don't think it can happen to them.
We're all focused on those articles that say, reduce your cancer risk, you can do this. And, you know, some of it's true, right? And everyone reads them. But you shouldn't take that as meaning you're not in the group that could get it, because it has been proven time and time again.
Klobuchar says cancer doesn't choose you solely on genetics, race, or age, and everyone must be vigilant. Holiday shopping promotions and sales are already underway weeks ahead of the traditional shopping season. Bruce Newstead of Minnesota Retailers says they're looking to attract early bird shoppers.
Early shopping among Minnesotans is still gaining in popularity. We saw some really early Halloween shopping, and we're seeing some kind of early winter holiday Christmas shopping as well. So the trend is, again, for earlier and earlier shopping, which is why you're seeing more displays in stores earlier.
Minnesotans are expected to spend an average of $900 this holiday season. The Minnesota DNR is out with its winter season walleye limit for Upper Red Lake. Northwest Region's fisheries manager, Mark Bacigalupi, says there are no real changes for ice fishing.
We're going to go into winter and have a 4-fish limit, including only one over 17 inches. And that is the same as last winter, but it's down 1 fish from the summer when we had it at 5.
He says the walleye population on Upper Red is in great shape, but the fishing pressure basically doubles during the winter season. And the Denver Nuggets rallied past the Minnesota Timberwolves 127-114 last night at Target Center. Denver trailed by 8 points at halftime before outscoring Minnesota 70-49 in the second half. Jaden McDaniels led the Wolves with 25 points, and Julius Randle scored 24. Anthony Edwards missed the game with a hamstring injury. This is MNN.